The Inkatha Freedom Party, the IFP, has become the latest major political organization to refuse to enter into coalitions with the ANC. The IFP is strong in KwaZulu-Natal, and its decision seems certain to result in the ruling party losing several municipal areas in the province. Unsurprisingly, chief opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, the DA, has also said no to the ANC, as has New Force, Action SA.
So those are three big doors slamming shut in the ANC's face.
Independent political analyst Wayne Sussman says the only big party that's unequivocally said it's willing to partner with the ANC is the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF. He says the EFF got enough votes in the polls to make it powerful enough to save the ANC's rule in some cities and towns. But that won't be an easy marriage, says Sussman.
We also know what the EFF wants, and they want expropriation of land without compensation to be passed within the next 6 months. They want a state bank to be created, to sit in government with fellow coalition partners. Those demands are going to be very difficult for the ANC to agree on, so this means that we're in a very interesting time right now.
One of the few positives emerging for the ANC after the polls, says Sussman, is its strength in northern Limpopo province. But he adds, even there, signs abound of people being fed up with the party's misrule and corruption, like in the municipality of Thaba Zimbi.
Again, the ANC falling short of 50%. The DA, the Freedom Front, the EFF, and a local party called the Thaba Zimbi Residents Association, they can gang up on the ANC again, but there's a new party, another new Thaba Zimbi local party, who the ANC can hopefully get to support them, and then they can take Thaba Zimbi back. Limpopo has actually been one of the better areas for the ANC, and I think that's got a lot to do with the popularity of President Cyril Ramaphosa.
Sussman says the ANC is surely deeply concerned at its dramatic loss of support in areas that were once its fortresses.
When Jacob Zuma was ruling the ANC, never in a million years would you find a municipality in southern KwaZulu-Natal where the ANC fall under 50%. So across the province of KwaZulu-Natal, including the most important municipality, the metro of eThekwini, the ANC found itself in a dire strait. And when we...
People are even turning against the ANC in the Eastern Cape, home province of many ANC icons, including Nelson Mandela.
In Nelson Mandela Bay and towards the west, the municipality called Beyers Naudé, Graaf Reinet, the ANC is under 50% there as well.
Meanwhile, calls are growing for the DA to find some common ground with Ramaphosa's so-called new ANC. They say if that doesn't happen, the ANC will be driven increasingly into the arms of the EFF and will have to implement some of its radical policies, with disastrous consequences for South Africa. So far, though, the DA says it's not in the business of saving the ANC and plans on crushing the ruling party and the EFF at the national polls in 2024. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.